I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. and North Korean leaders were talking denuclearization this week, but the discussions failed to result in a deal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says negotiations will start back up in the days ahead. Voice of the Martyrs Eric Foley reminds us to keep Christians in mind when we look at the headlines. An international summit doesn't change much for them.
We tend to focus on things like how safe will this make us in terms of missiles that might be flying over our heads. It's certainly not a bad point, but as Christians, we need to remember to look to the interest of others, and certainly that would include our brothers and sisters who are Christian inside of North Korea. The zero tolerance policy towards Christianity in North Korea remains in effect. If you're known to be a Christian, you'll be in a concentration camp.
Pray for believers worldwide to stand united with their persecuted family in North Korea. And we're concluding our three-part series on Palestinian Christians with Bethlehem Bible College's Tashuf Tours. Tashuf means to come and see in Arabic. The tours were created as a way to help visitors not only see the Holy Land, but also to meet Christians there, too. Bethlehem Bible College's U.S. Development Officer Marianne Smith says these tours are open to anyone. Plus, each tour can be specialized to a group or individual's needs.
We also have listed on the website a journey of understanding that helps to present different people from both Israel and Palestine who are working in reconciliation ministries. Kind of touch a little bit on the history of the conflict and where we go from there.
Come, see, and learn about the Holy Land from the Christians who live there. We have the details on the how at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.